Today, Father is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much, you know.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We have a very special guest today, Tony and Linda Cole, who have written a book about their son, Tony, and it's called Resurrecting Anthony, A True Story of Courage and Destination. And I would endorse it being both those things. Hello again, Tony and Linda.
Hi, Bruce.
Before I forget, please tell our listeners where they could get your book.
It's available on our website. The website is www.resurrectinganthony.com. Through Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, BooksAMillion.com, and also available here in the Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky area at some of the local bookstores.
Terrific. Again, that's Resurrecting Anthony by Linda and Tony Cole. I highly recommend it. It is not a sad story. It is a story of triumph, though there are certainly a number of sad elements to it, but I think the courage of this couple and of Anthony is inspiring, and I believe that's what I want from my Father's Day special. I want to inspire and have people realize being a good father isn't always just playing ball. It involves a whole lot more.
Well, it's interesting you put it that way. I would say that was a lesson that I had to learn, and I learned it the very hard way. You know, it was not easy for me to make the adjustments, and I don't know if it's just a dad thing or a male thing relative to how well Linda adopted. You know, I think there's a natural instinct for moms to do the things they need to do to take care of their child, where for me, with my coaching background, my athletic background, my farming background, growing up with a dad that was diligent about how he did his business. It was just my approach was, we'll just work harder at it. You know, this was not going to defeat us. We would find a way to help him get better. And this is I wouldn't call it a minor inconvenience, but certainly something that that we could overcome.
I recall in the book that you were pretty darn stubborn, and you were not willing to accept certain realities, while Linda was. And I imagine that had to put some strain on the relationship, on the marriage, and I'd love the two of you to elaborate on that. And also, I know you had an epiphany when you started to see the light, so to speak, which I'd also like you to speak about.
Do we have to?
I'm sorry. This is supposed to be an inspiring episode.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an epiphany. I describe it as looking into the abyss. You know, Anthony had been going through therapy with different therapists and was learning to do some things over again physically in terms of moving his legs and taking steps. And on weekends when therapists weren't around, I saw it as my responsibility to continue that. And this one day he just wasn't responding. And I didn't respond in a very good fashion. I tried to coach him the way I used to coach him when he was well.
Mm-hmm. And that was, in what fashion were you trying to coach
him?
Well,
you know, I yelled at him and chastised him and challenged him in terms of, I don't know if I challenged his courage, but his real want to. And, you know, did he want to spend the rest of his life in a wheelchair? And, you know, you can do this, you just don't want to, you're being lazy. And
I can imagine myself doing exactly the same thing, Tony. So it is your frustration came out at that moment. But what turned around? What happened that caused it to turn around and put you on a better path at that point?
Well, when he looked at me and asked me why I hated him.
I would think that would do it. Tell us what took place from there forth, please.
Well, it was probably several moments over, you know, several hours that given day. I left the room, and then Linda and I met up later in the day in another room, and we had our words, and, you know, I threw something, and that's where Linda's courage showed up, because she told me I either had to get this right in my head or I was going to have to go.
Not easy. Not easy. And the right words, but you didn't go, and a lot of men would have. And that's one of the biggest problems we face in society is our fathers abandoning families when there's nothing resembling this kind of problem. And you stayed. And Linda stayed by you. Where is Anthony now, and why don't you bring us a little up to speed in a fast-forward version of what took place over the subsequent years?
Well, he's a great young man. It's hard to believe it. He's 24 now, and you know, all the water that's gone under the bridge since that time. But you know, from a physical and mental perspective, he's completely dependent. He doesn't have any physical skills to speak of. He's very limited in terms of what he can do in developing relationships, or he can't tell you what day it is. He doesn't control anything in his world other than his attitude. And Bruce, what people will find about Anthony is his attitude is absolutely amazing. He's always, 99% of the time, he's in a great mood. If you ask him how he's doing, his response is always good, great. It's a gift from the Lord above.
He says those words, Tony? It's a gift from the Lord above?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's fabulous. It sounds like he is truly an inspiration in your lives now.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's funny. You know, I can't repeat some of the things he tells me to do, but you know, he's got a very good sense of humor. The one unique thing through all this brain injury stuff is he loves music. He goes to karaoke once a month with one of his nurses. He remembers names if he meets someone enough times. But he remembers song lyrics, and he loves country music, and he sings.
I love
it. Terrible.
I love it.
But he doesn't care.
Well, isn't that what karaoke is all about?
Well, kind of.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be a lot of people singing if we actually cared about the quality of the singing. Linda, you haven't spoken in a while. I'd like to know kind of how you felt during the period when Tony was still being pretty hard on Anthony, and how you coped and what you needed to do to help him get through that.
Yeah, Bruce, we were both in crisis. Obviously, our family was in crisis, and Tony and I think both of us are very strong willed individuals, and so we had determined that we were each going to focus on the areas that we had to focus on. That's what it was. It was work, and we just went forward in our focus directions. I had family, Anthony, nurses, and all that went along with that, and Tony took care of all of the work aspect of things. Although I had worked with him before, I did very little for a very long time because we just had to focus in order to get the bases covered, keep an income coming in, take care of our daughter.
You mean you still had to work during all this?
Exactly.
Yes.
And so the reality is, I think we sealed ourselves off from the other and maybe from many people in general, perhaps, because you don't want to cause more pain. And you don't need more conflict. And so we had to, for a very long time, although we slept in the same bed when Tony was in town, we had to just leave the thing behind, right? And so I think there was a big wall between us for a long time that eventually came down. But we had a lot of help and people. There were a lot of people in the house, and so the dynamics didn't get so strained as they might have if there weren't people with us.
I understand. You were in survival mode is really what it sounds like, but it sounds very much as if you have survived. We are just about out of time. I wonder if you have any Father's Day things you'd like to share, since it is a Father's Day special, either one of you.
Yeah, but boy, thanks for asking that, Bruce. The book and the things that we're embarking on now in terms of trying to find some inspirational keynotes to deliver answers the question, you know, what did I ask God in terms of what now? And the reason we want to do this is I'm absolutely passionate about helping save families, helping dads understand that they need to love their children for what they are, and that's children of God. They're not
no matter
great.
what or who or how they behave. Yeah,
yeah, it's none of that other stuff. So that's the message: is love their children each and every day, as if it's maybe the last time they'll see them.
And again, please tell my listeners where they can find you and your book.
Our book's available on resurrectinganthony.com or directly through amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, booksamillion.com.
It is called Resurrecting Anthony, A True Story of Courage and Destination by Linda and Tony Cole. Thank you very much, both of you, for guesting on our Father's Day special. It has been moving and powerful.
Well, thank you, Bruce.
It was a pleasure, and a happy Father's Day to you.
Same to you.
We will be back for some closing remarks, a little tribute to my dad, and more from the Bruce Allen Show at Dad's Point of View on this Father's Day special.
Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your bike again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry.
Today, Father is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie.
Mom and Dad, ever get frustrated? Ever want to throw in the towel and send your kids off to military school? Join the club. Being a parent is not easy, and I assert it's harder today than it's ever been. I'm Bruce Allen, the host of The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and author of the new book, A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation. My book is for everyone, and it is written from the view of a man and dad who has learned from his mistakes. I share my stories and my lessons, and I do so with humor, some humility, and I hope with great tips and occasional advice. A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, is available in all e-reader formats at the store at BruceAllen.com and via Amazon. Order A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation for yourself or for the mom or dad in your life. Again, find A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation at BruceAllen.com or at Amazon. That's Bruce, S-A-L-L-A-N.com.